But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I worked for 3 different advertising agencies in my career. 2 were part of large global advertising networks. The 3rd was independent. That shop was a very different experience. There was no holding company lording over the ad agency, no long-distance bureaucracy. That independent ad agency offered a nimbleness conglomerates could never match. As a result, the work ruled the award shows. If you work at an indie shop, you know what I mean. And if you want to know more about what's going on in the world of independent agencies, go to indieagency.news. It's the member-led place where independent advertising agencies gather, meet, and grow. And there's an Indie Agency News show every day at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Indieagency.news tells you what's happening in the indie agency world. Campaigns and agencies are highlighted. Interviews with owners, leaders, and creative people show indie thinking. One more thing. If you're a marketer, IndieAgency.news is the place to find your next agency. Become a member. Go to IndieAgency.news. And long live indies. From the Under the Influence digital box set, this episode is from Season 8, 2019. In late October of 1977, a band released a song that was destined to create controversy. The band was the Sex Pistols. The song was God Save the Queen. The song was named after the national anthem, but it clearly wasn't the national anthem. As a matter of fact, it referred to the monarchy as a fascist regime. And in a time of high youth unemployment in Britain, lead singer Johnny Rotten sang of a country with no future. The song was banned by the BBC, and many major record retailers banned the record from their stores. The song was also banned by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, which regulated independent local radio stations. In spite of the bans, the song climbed to number 2 on the official UK music chart. Many believed it actually outsold the number 1 record, I Don't Want to Talk About It by Rod Stewart, but was kept out of the number 1 spot by backroom manipulation in deference to the Queen. As a matter of fact, the song was even banned from the record chart. Rod Stewart's song was listed as number 1, but the number 2 space was actually left blank. God Save the Queen was deemed so offensive, the chart even banned the name. The Sex Pistols then released their only official studio album, titled Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. While the band maintained the phrase Never Mind the Bollocks meant stop talking rubbish, the word bollocks was considered obscene in the UK, as it was also a derogatory word for testicles. As a result, the album spawned an obscenity court case. The few record stores that dared display it were also charged with obscenity if the word bollocks was not covered up. But in the end, all charges were reluctantly dropped. The Sex Pistols were banned from performing in many locations in England, and when the group wanted to tour the US, they were initially banned from entering the country because 3 of the members had criminal records. Never Mind the Bollocks would go on to be considered one of the most important albums of all time. In 1987, Rolling Stone magazine listed it as the second best album of the last 20 years, behind only the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Many critics feel the Sex Pistols' Never Mind the Bollocks changed everything. There was certainly nothing like it before, and really nothing like it after. The album influenced countless bands, including Nirvana, who named their second album Nevermind, said to be an homage to the Pistols. The Sex Pistols were pure punk angst. They railed against the establishment with genuine rage. When the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, they sent a letter to the hall that was read to the crowd on the night of the induction.
Well, as I'm sure you, many of you have heard, the Sex Pistols declined to join us tonight, but they did send us this letter, and I thought I'd read it to you.
The Sex Pistols clearly hadn't mellowed.
If you voted for us, hope you noted your reasons. You're anonymous as judges, but you're still music industry people. We are not coming. You're not paying attention.
That said it all. Being inducted was an insult to the Sex Pistols. They were against the establishment. As they said, the hall wasn't paying attention. For a band that was banned at every turn, the Sex Pistols achieved lasting notoriety. Being banned was rocket fuel. Often in the world of advertising, commercials get banned. Sometimes it cripples the campaign, sometimes the bans are puzzling, and sometimes the bans are rocket fuel. Most often than not, commercials are banned for being sexist or too suggestive. But many commercials are banned for other more fascinating reasons. Even though they are much tamer than the programs they interrupt, commercials as a category are judged by a very different standard. Never mind the content.
You're under the influence.
Most car commercials look the same. They show shiny cars zipping around wet city streets or speeding across rough terrain, leaving behind nothing but dust. Inevitably, those commercials feature disclaimers like closed course, professional driver. But what if I told you one UK car commercial was banned for encouraging unsafe driving, while the car in question never exceeded 24 kilometers per hour? The ad was for the Ford Mustang. It's sleek, shiny, and probably fast. But to promote the new Stang, Ford decided to go another route. The ad featured a series of dreary gray scenes depicting the drudgery of 9-to-5 work life, starting with the crowded train commute, then filing into a cramped elevator, then frustration when coffee spills on important papers or the fax machine breaks down. The scenes are set to a voice reading the famous poem written by Welsh poet Dylan Thomas called "Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night."
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right. Because their words had fought no lightning. They do not go gentle into that good night. Rage. Rage. Against the dying of the light.
Then the screen goes dark and the words "don't go quietly" appear. And as a sharp contrast to the gray ad, we see a bright orange Ford Mustang leaving an underground parking lot. During the scenes with the Mustang, the car never exceeds 15 miles per hour or 24 kilometers per hour. The 2018 ad was shown in movie theaters as well as online and immediately began receiving complaints. It appeared to many that although the sports car wasn't driving unsafely, the poem encouraged unsafe driving. The complaints argued the word rage, spoken repeatedly against the backdrop of frustrated people, might encourage road rage. The British Advertising Standards Authority agreed and banned the commercial, stating the ad encouraged motorists to, quote, drive in an aggressive manner as a way of relieving anger. It's an interesting case because the ad bucked typical car commercial convention. Instead of showing a speeding vehicle, it showed a car meandering in second gear. And it was still banned. It may be one of the only instances where imagery leading up to a driving scene was deemed to encourage dangerous driving when the actual driving scene did not. In 2018, Volkswagen Australia created an ad that intentionally mocked the reasons car commercials are typically banned. It began with the words, "We created the most powerful utility vehicle ad ever. Legally, this is all we can show you." In the commercial, we see the truck performing exciting stunts. But whenever it comes to a questionable scene, the commercial would cut to a toy truck instead. It was a naughty idea. It showed what VW wanted to do, then showed what it was allowed to do, all in the same commercial. The advertising board didn't see the humor in it and banned the ad. It was an ironic moment. In an industry that fundamentally works by holding a mirror up to life, it learned that holding a mirror up to ad regulations doesn't work. Here in Canada, we have our own list of banned commercials. Take an ad for Science World in Vancouver. It was produced by one of the most creative advertising agencies in the country called Rethink. Rethink has a history of doing highly creative work for Science World, and some of it has been occasionally banned. The idea behind this television commercial was simple. As with most Science World ads, it highlights a curious aspect of human nature you can discover at the Science Center. The insight here was that optimists feel less pain. So if you're a glass half full person, your pain threshold is higher than a glass half empty person. the commercial begins with a smiling man opening his front door and greeting the morning.
Good morning, world.
He is immediately hit in the head with a rolled-up newspaper courtesy of the paper boy.
Good morning, newspaper.
Then he walks down his front stairs and steps on a nail.
Morning, nail.
Then a neighborhood dog bites his ankle.
Morning, sprinkles.
Then a neighborhood kid runs up and kicks him in the crotch.
Good morning, Timmy.
Then a flaming arrow strikes him in the back.
Good morning, Renaissance Fair.
As he waves and crosses the street, a school bus runs him over. Words appear on the screen that say, "Optimists feel less pain."
Morning, bus.
Science World. Now you know. Truth be told, the commercial is hilarious. The man smiles through it all and never seems to suffer from the pain at all. But the commercial was banned by the Television Bureau of Canada on the following grounds. It objected to the fact the man was kicked in the groin, that the man was shot with an arrow, that the arrow was on fire, that the man was hit by a bus, and lastly, the fact the dog bit the man on the ankle was also unacceptable. Again, I have to say that each of those moments was handled with humor by an ad agency that knew what it was doing. You can see much more violence, way more, on television any night of the week. Game of Thrones, for example, has killed 174,000 people over the course of the series. The Walking Dead featured over 2,000 dead. NCIS has dealt with close to 1,000 dead bodies and counting. But advertising is not allowed to go there, not even when handled with a high degree of humor. You can see the commercial for yourself online. Search "Positively Painful Science World Ad" and judge for yourself. It positively reminds me of an IKEA campaign that was banned in Europe. In September 2001, IKEA France launched a brand new advertising campaign. It was called Tidy Up. The campaign was a series of five ads with the theme "Tidy Up." If you don't do it for yourself, do it for others. And it showed some unfortunate ramifications of not tidying up your home. For example, one ad features a nervous 20-something man setting the mood before his date arrives. He puts on a CD, checks his hair in the mirror, and invites her in. She sits down on the couch and the two lean back to start kissing when she appears to pass out. The man lifts her up only to realize she's leaned right into a fork. She falls onto the ground with the silverware sticking straight out of her back. And the words, "Tidy up," appear across the screen. In another ad, we see a woman frantically searching her messy house for something. She's looking under the bed, in her closet, under her duvet, behind the couch. She makes her way into the laundry room and lifts up some sheets in an overflowing laundry basket on the floor, only to find her baby. She hugs it in relief. The words "tidy up" appear on the screen. And another ad showed a young couple sharing a plate of spaghetti. And, like the famous scene in Lady and the Tramp, the woman is slowly slurping a long noodle that turns out to be a long lace from a dirty running shoe. Yuck. Time to tidy up. The tongue-in-cheek ads were targeting young adults, but the ads were banned in parts of Europe, likely due to the many controversial themes present across the campaign. Again, it's interesting to note the dichotomy between advertising and the mediums it interrupts. Things like sex and death are commonplace in TV shows, but when they make their way into our commercial breaks, it's a problem. As Xbox discovered when one of its ads was killed. To see behind the scenes of Under the Influence, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Terry O Influence. For a master episode list, go to terryoreilly.ca.
And we'll be right back after this message.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back in 2002, Microsoft was launching Xbox in Europe. Xbox hired one of the best UK advertising agencies called Bartle Bogle Haggerty. The video the ad agency came up with was very unusual. It all begins in a delivery room where a woman is in heavy labor. She pushes and pushes, then gives one final push. Suddenly, the baby shoots out across the room. The umbilical cord severs, and the infant flies out the hospital window like it was shot from a cannon. In a plume of vapor, the baby flies over the city and countryside. As it soars like a missile across the sky, it begins to age. The baby morphs into a toddler, then a young preteen kid, then a teenager. Then a 20-year-old, then a middle-aged man. Then the screaming middle-aged man turns into an elderly man. And that elderly man finally crashes right into a grave. Words appear on the screen. Life is short. Play more. Xbox. Xbox wanted the video to go viral. And it did. That was very impressive, considering YouTube hadn't been invented yet. It could only be shared via email at that time, and still got shared over a million times. With that viral success, Xbox gave the green light to turn the video into a television commercial. It hit the air in Britain in March of 2002, and immediately generated over 135 complaints. The UK's Independent Television Commission then banned it from TV. Here's the interesting part. It wasn't the crazy birth scene with the baby shooting across the room, the umbilical cord breaking, and the naked infant crashing through the window that people found objectionable. It was the death scene. It's that boundary advertising is never allowed to cross. While advertising strives to mirror the life of its customers, it's still fascinating that it's not allowed to show one of the most inescapable aspects of life, death. While the commercial was killed on TV, it has enjoyed a long life online. As is the case with almost all rejected commercials, the ban fueled its notoriety, giving Xbox more publicity than it could have ever received otherwise. Slice of life advertising? Okay. Slice of death? Not so much. In the UK, there is a supermarket called Iceland. In April of 2018, the chain of Iceland supermarkets banned a certain ingredient from its shelves. Then it wanted to air a TV commercial explaining the ban, but that commercial was then banned. It's an interesting story. Iceland has over 900 locations in the UK. It made news when it became the first major supermarket to ban palm oil from its own store-branded products. Global demand for palm oil has increased sixfold since 1990. Some reports say palm oil is found in nearly half of all products on supermarket shelves, from foods to shampoos to cosmetics. Many believe the demand results in massive deforestation in places like Indonesia, which is threatening the habitat of orangutans, which spend 95% of their lives in trees. According to reports, Indonesia's forests are disappearing at a rate of one football field every 25 seconds. So when Iceland supermarkets wanted to broadcast a commercial telling viewers why they banned palm oil, the commercial itself was rejected by an advertising clearance body. The beautifully animated commercial showed a baby orangutan showing up in a little girl's bedroom after escaping the destruction of its rainforest home. The commercial was voiced by actress Emma Thompson. See if you can guess why it was banned. Here it is in its entirety.
There's a orangutan in my bedroom and I don't know what to do. She plays with all my teddies and keeps borrowing my shoe. She destroys all of my houseplants and she keeps on shouting, ooh. She throws away my chocolate and she howls at my shampoo. There's a orangutan in my bedroom and I don't want her to stay. So I told the naughty orangutan that she had to go away. Orangutan in my bedroom, just before you go, why were you in my bedroom? I really want to know. There's a human in my forest and I don't know what to do. He destroyed all of our trees for your food and your shampoo. There's a human in my forest and I don't know what to do. He took away my mother and I'm scared he'll take me too. There are humans in my forest and I don't know what to do. They're burning it for palm oil. So I thought I'd stay with you. Orangutan in my bedroom. Now I do know what to do. I'll fight to save your home and I'll stop you feeling blue. I'll share your story far and wide so others can fight too. Orangutan in my bedroom, I swear it on the stars. The future's not yet written, but I'll make sure it is ours.
Then words appear on the screen that said, "Dedicated to the 25 orangutans we lose every day. Until all palm oil causes zero rainforest destruction, we're removing all palm oil from our own label products. Iceland supermarkets." Well, you can be forgiven for not picking up on the reason the commercial was rejected, because it had nothing to do with what you just heard. It was rejected because it was in breach of political advertising rules in the UK's broadcasting code. Specifically, the code prohibits advertising that is, quote, "inserted by or on behalf of a group that is wholly or mainly of a political nature." And there was the problem. The ad was originally created by Greenpeace and had run on its website for months. Iceland supermarkets asked Greenpeace for permission to use the commercial. When Iceland received that approval, it took all the Greenpeace messaging out of the ad and rebranded the ad as Iceland Supermarkets. The commercial was to be their Christmas campaign. But it was rejected. Here's the thing. The content of the ad was never in question. The UK advertising clearance body had no problem with what the ad was saying. The problem was the ad's original link to Greenpeace, and Greenpeace is considered a political organization. Even though Iceland had removed all Greenpeace branding in the ad both visually and verbally and had completely repurposed it, the ad was still rejected. When news of the ban broke, several interesting things happened. First, a Change.org petition to show the ad on television was signed by over 700,000 people within days. Carolyn McCall, the CEO of ITV, Britain's largest commercial broadcaster, publicly stated the ad should have been allowed to run on television. McCall also questioned the effectiveness of the decision, as the ad was prohibited on TV, yet was viewed over 65 million times online. In a Millward Brown survey, the commercial was named the most powerful Christmas ad of 2018. The British public considered it the strongest seasonal campaign and praised it for showing involvement, enjoyment, persuasion, and differentiation, proving that sometimes the message isn't the problem. Often, it's the messenger that gets shot. In my entire career, I never had a commercial banned. There were times, however, where I had to change a section of the script in order to get approval. In one instance, a beer commercial I once wrote showed a person toasting slightly above shoulder level. The regulatory body rejected the ad because it showed, quote, over-exuberance for beer. Thankfully, we had another shot where the toast was more perpendicular. The point being, often you have no idea what will get an ad rejected. In each case we talked about today, I suspect the advertiser was unaware their commercial was going to be banned. Unlike companies like GoDaddy that would purposely create sexist Super Bowl commercials they knew would be banned so they could get Super Bowl press coverage without paying Super Bowl dollars. It's also interesting that in the 21st century, commercials are held to a different standard than the programming they interrupt. Yet, in almost every case, the ban served as rocket fuel. The notoriety gave the commercials instant attention online. The Iceland ban gave the supermarket an 8,000% increase in viewers over all the previous Christmas ads it had ever done. Just as bans attracted huge attention for Xbox, IKEA, and Science World. Maybe the ad industry needs to pay attention to the Sex Pistols. Because being banned isn't the worst thing that can happen when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer Keith Oman. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Co-writer Sydney O'Reilly. If you like this episode, you might also enjoy Sue Me, Sue You Blues, Famous Advertising Lawsuits, Season 4, Episode 20. You'll find it free in our archives wherever you download your podcasts. See you next week.
Under the Influence.
And the difference is fantastic.
Do you wear clothes when you listen to our show? If so, have we got a t-shirt for you? Go to terryoreilly.ca/shop.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.